Welcome to the Business Champion Show. Join us as we spotlight the heartbeat of our communities, the local businesses that shape our lives. From cozy bakeries to bustling bars, these enterprises become integral to our daily experience. Whether you're an entrepreneur or love supporting local greatness, tune in for deep insight. Let's celebrate and empower our community on every level. Sponsored by thebusinesschampion.com, your digital advocate for business success. Here's your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Quick word from KmarEducation.org. Calling all curious minds. Join curious minds at KmarEducation.org and unlock a world where loneliness fades away. Live your passion, socialize, and be part of a community that's all about connections and growth. Your journey to a thriving life begins here. Ready for a change? Become a member of Curious Minds and say goodbye to solo adventures. Live your passion, socialize with amazing folks, and discover the joy of being part of a vibrant community. The benefits? Endless connections and a life enriched with experiences. To satisfy.
Good morning and hello and welcome to the Business Champion Radio Show. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer, and I'm very happy to be with you. Our topic and segments are leading by doing, taking action. Leading by doing, take initiative. Because I think of mentors as living examples of what they believe in. They show through their actions what genuine and passionate leadership looks like. A very special guest with us today is Paul Piorek, award-winning meteorologist on TV and radio. And yes, he is our meteorologist here on WICC 600 and 107.3 FM, a math and science teacher, a mentor, and a proud parent. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
And Marianne, good morning. Doing very, very well on this Saturday morning. How about you?
Good. And you like the opening music, Everybody's a Winner?
Yes, I do. I thought that was beautiful.
Yes, 1974. You can play this all day long with me. You know, when we were teenagers, there were certain songs that came out, and we just played it over and over again. That's how I feel with this music. I love it so much. Everybody's a Winner.
No, right, you're right about that, no doubt.
Right. And Rich Tuthill, engineer and versatile life, and the Business Champion contributor. Mentor, good morning, Rich. How are you?
Good morning, Marietta. Back in here on another Saturday morning.
That's right. A shout out to Valerie in Syracuse, New York. Valerie is an automobile and leasing professional. She just got an electric car, she told me. Looking forward to hearing more about it, Valerie. So have a great day. And also a shout out to Millie in Stratford. Good morning, Millie, and nice to have you on board this morning. I'm ready to go.
And a word from KmarEducation.org. Explore the perks of joining Curious Minds at KmarEducation.org. As a member, you'll bid farewell to loneliness, live your passion to the fullest, and socialize with incredible individuals. Stay tuned for exclusive events because your journey is about to get more exciting. Elevate your life with Curious Minds. As a member, you'll no longer feel alone. Instead, dive into a community where you can live your passion, socialize effortlessly, and connect with like-minded souls. The benefits? Countless friendships and adventures await.
Paul, I think Rich is stealing the show because he's saying it all. What else do we have to add to that?
Nothing. You're right. He's saying everything that needs to be said. Right.
Leading by doing. Dear Paul, what comes to mind when you hear this title, Leading by Doing? What comes to mind?
You know, I love that. We do lead by what we do, by what we say, and how we act. and it's how we carry ourselves in day-to-day life. You know, when you're a mentor, you do lead by doing, and you do that by a willingness to share the skills that you are very well versed at. No matter what it is, if you share your skills and your talents, you are leading by doing. You share your knowledge. You share your expertise. And each of us has skills. We have various different skills in our lives. And we are good at some, not good at others. We share the skills, the knowledge, and the expertise that we are very good at. And we lead by doing, by setting that example. And we do this every single day by our actions. And we do this not only in the workforce, which we should, obviously, but at home, with our families, in our neighborhoods, at our places of worship. We lead by doing, by sharing our skills, by our expertise, and by being the best we can be.
Yes, and I just want to mention, Rich, I hear some static. Do you want Paul to call in on a different number? You want to reach him at a different number? Because it would be too bad if we did this for the next half an hour.
Yeah, maybe calls back on the same number. We'll try that. I think it might be the phone.
Yes, Paul, if you'd be so kind. So leading by doing, what comes to mind with me, and, you know, we're all getting a little older, and some people are retired, and they had a great career, and now they're not sure what they like to do. Maybe they want to travel a little bit. You know, they tinker a little here, a little there. And they really don't have a home that they can go to, a home where they can meet like-minded people, people that they have something in common with. And as you get older, it gets a little more difficult because in younger years, I remember really going out here and there and everywhere. But, you know, I have to say they were bars. You know, so much later in life, I'm no longer interested in going to bars. So it really is crucial that we have certain communities, like-minded communities. And, you know, I said to myself, I'm going to put together a community of like-minded people. And it's not age restricted at all. So people that are still in the workforce, people that are retired, the people that are in the workforce, whether they are employees or self-employed individuals, it can be a networking community. People that are retired, it can be a socializing community as well as sharing your talents and skills. That's very, very important to me. So, Paul, are you back with us?
Yes, I am.
Yes. So, Paul, I just had this thought about 3 weeks ago, putting together this Curious Minds community. It's still in the works, and it's really a very modern community of networking for business owners, for employees, people that are retired. So it's a good mixture of everything. So it's going to be very, very hard to put this all together. I have the foundation stones that we all have something in common and that we want to be curious about life, even when we're 75, when we're 80. Very important to me. What do you think
about
this, Paul?
First of all, Mariette, I could not agree more. And I'm going to touch upon what you said last. Mm-hmm. Age is a number, and that is all it is. That's all it is. It doesn't matter how old or how young you are. If you have that desire, if you have that passion, and with you, what I'm most impressed with you, Mariette, is that you are very creative. You're innovative. You have great ideas, great thoughts. You've mentioned that you wake up in the middle of the night. You have a thought. You write it down.
Mm-hmm.
And you the next day you get up and you begin working on that. Yes, you know, we live once, Mariette. And based on what you just said at the very end, because we live only once, we want to make it the best life, the most productive life we can. And it doesn't matter how old one is. If you have this vision, this goal that you do, it will happen.
Right. Because this is what I want to leave behind. Mm-hmm. I don't want to age. And as long as I keep creating and executing it, I feel alive. I feel important. I have a purpose. It's always creating your own purpose. Don't wait mm-hmm. for others. But here's what...
No.
Right. Paul, I want to ask you something. And then I'd like to bring Rich into. what I thought about this, how is it possible that people are being curious and mistrusting at the same time? Mistrusting is a big, big thing for me, meaning I'm not mistrusting. I always give my trust in advance to people. It doesn't matter who they are. But then I watch you, how you behave. If you behave, if you do what you're saying, if the words match with your behavior. So how in the world can somebody be curious and mistrusting at the same time? How is that even possible? It would take all my joy.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, Mariette. I don't know if that is possible. Curiosity is something that we treasure. Everybody is curious to some extent, and it could be about anything, right? But the mistrusting, that comes from a different source altogether. It's life's experiences. It's who we interact with. It's our day-to-day interactions and how we interact with other people. So it's interesting that we could be very curious. And if we are curious, that's a good thing. But the mistrust is something altogether very different. And I don't know whether or not they go together. They seem to me, at least, Mariette, to be the antithesis of one another. I can't see how one would be curious and also mistrusting at the same time. How about you?
It would kill my joy.
It would.
Absolutely. That's just how I am. My makeup is. Mm-hmm. I can't be curious and mistrusting at the same time.
So, no.
And I say to all these people that are mistrusting, we have a lot of people out there that are mistrusting. Yeah. If you rely and if you have learned to rely on your intuition is your compass, mm-hmm. but many people have not even worked with their intuition. So,
no.
That's number one. Why do we have shows like Life Talk with Marietta for 14 years? Why did I do all of that? Not because I'm a therapist, because I learned. I learned along the life path. So, mm-hmm. And I also learned about the adversity and what I gained from it and not carry the baggage with me in a big rucksack. Yeah? I know we got to go for a break. We'll be right back.
A word from KMAREducation.org. Membership perks unlocked. Join Curious Minds and experience a world where living your passion is a lifestyle. Say goodbye to loneliness, socialize, and connect with fellow members. Stay tuned for upcoming events. Your calendar is about to be filled with excitement. Ready for a positive change? Become a member of Curious Minds and embrace a life filled with passion and connection. No more lonely days. Socialize, explore, and enjoy the benefits of being part of a community dedicated to growth and meaningful experiences.
Never could explain just what was happening to me. You know, Paul, back to the community that I'm about to build. I'm in the process of it. We don't need to be depressed if we make an effort. However, I understand that it's easy to get into a rut. And working all my life, I had less time. I devoted less time to making friendships. And this is what it's all about as well. It's important to me to have friendships. And I'm working on that. Paul, what do you think?
You're right. All work and no play, makes Johnny a dull boy, or in this case, a dull girl. Work is important. It's important for a variety of reasons. Number one, our connections. We network. We become friends with those with whom we work, whether it be in the workforce, whether it be in any other avenue that we participate in. So the friendships that we build are vitally important, and we need that. On the flip side, we need work for another reason. When one goes to work, as you say, one feels very productive, feels as though he or she is worthwhile. And also, it puts any troubles, or as you mentioned a moment ago, sadness or despair on the back burner. Because we're busy, we're being productive, we're with people who we enjoy being with, and therefore there's no time to be depressed. It's only advantageous. And in that case, Mariette, you working all these years is not only a very good thing, It's a very good thing. But it also made you who you are today. And that is a very well-respected, very educated, very friendly, personable, and overall genuinely true, honest, good, and caring person. And that's what I see in you.
Thank you, Paul, very much. I'd like to bring Rich in about how important it is to make friends, especially when when you're retired.
Oh, absolutely. I think in my case that family is what comes in, because I'm dealing with my mom, who you gave her a shout out at the beginning of your show. Mm-hmm. That hopefully she's listened. Hi, Mom.
97 years young. 97.
97 wow. Years mm-hmm. young. Yes. And so I get to spend some time with her, and we do our little bit, like such as yesterday, just going out for a hamburger. She loves her mm-hmm. Wendy's hamburgers mm-hmm. on Fridays. Looks forward to that. And that's kind of where I focus my time. But I have other interests in that. And of course, owning a house and living by myself, that I have upkeep there as well. But even during when you're working, having friends, that you see it more with younger boys, especially, is they spend so much time on the computers that they don't get out and socialize with others in their neighborhood. When I was a kid, that we would get out and play baseball and basketball and that.
Right. Oh, okay. So thank you, Rich, for your thoughts. This brings me over to leading by doing, take initiative. I have been taking the initiative all my life. I don't even know what it's like when people come up to me and they want something or they have suggestions. I probably would think, hey, they want something from me. Here the flags would go up, right? The mistrusting, because this is my role in life. I'm the initiator. And you know, when I see people, it doesn't matter whether it's in person or on social media. I just met this fantastic lady, Valerie, that I talked to earlier, a shout out. And she's in Syracuse, New York, and she is retired. And she's been a professional, selling cars and leasing specialist. So I'm really looking forward. I said she's very well spoken, intelligent and everything. So I took the initiative. I said, I would love to talk to you, I would love to, have a conversation on telephone. And she said to me, Marietta, I checked you out from A through Z. You better believe it. And we had a nice conversation. I hope a nice friendship and maybe some programs we can do together. She's intelligent and she is, to me, curious and has a lot to say. But, Paul, why are not enough people taking initiative?
You know, that's a very good question. And in many regards, Mariette, I do believe initiative is innate. And by that, what I mean is that you're born with a drive, with a passion, with a dedication, with a desire or an initiative to do well. And to do well not only with your family life and your home life, but with your work life. And that only grows as you get older. You want to continue to do well, continue pushing yourself to be the best you can be with that initiative. And I think in many regards, it's innate. Now, can that be taught? To some degree, yes, through mentorship, by, as you say, leading by example, by your actions, by your words, by how you conduct yourself. Yes, that can be passed on. But more often than not, you're either born with it or you're not. You have that drive, that desire. You want to be the best. You want to do the best, and you want to succeed. And we see it in some. We don't see it in others. And I firmly believe, Mariette, that for the most part, we are born with that drive.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good thing, I would say, right? Rich is
nodding. It is. Oh, very, very much so. Very much so, yes.
Everybody's a winner coming up. I could listen to that all day long. Go ahead, Rich.
A word from KMAREducation.org. Dive into the perks of Curious Minds membership. Connect with like-minded individuals, live your passion, and say hello to a life where loneliness is a thing of the past. Stay tuned for exclusive events. Your journey with us is just beginning.
Experience the magic of being a Curious Minds member. Live your passion, socialize with amazing people, and enjoy the benefits of a community that thrives together. Get ready for exciting events, because as a member, your adventure is our top priority.
I see a line forming on the side of the building, Rich, in the parking lot. It's amazing. They're trying to sign up. It's wonderful. You know, actions speak louder than words. Showcase the behavior you expect from others. I want to talk about consistency. Consistency is everything for me. Everything. You say you're going to do something, you do it. And you do it day in, day out. Consistency with everything. And in the business world, I'd like to point something out that many, many owners could do a lot better if they had consistency, such as the communication they have with potential customers. And take a restaurant, for instance, that communicates through signs, A-frames, if you will, that they post their daily specials on. They put it right near the side of the road. And, you know, for two days, they put it out. You know, and they're living on they have their business on a busy street. So, you know, people say, oh, yeah, they have this and this. And then it's not out for another 2-3 days. So this inconsistency, I remember that. Remember that from one of my clients, and it's just a shame, and it doesn't matter what else you do. Your advertising, you spent money on, if things are not in order in your own house, yeah, nothing is going to work because you're going to mess it up. Paul, I'd like to bring you in. That always irked me when I see no consistency in people.
Oh, agreed, Mariette. Consistency is the hallmark of success. It is the consistency, and as you said a moment ago, commitment are the hallmarks to success. And you talked about order and having everything in its place. I often say two things, and I tell this to the students in school. A, be consistent, but B, a place for everything and everything in its place. Make order the order of the day. And once you develop that consistency, but we're talking about consistent good habits, consistent good behavior, and consistent good actions. When you develop that on a day-to-day basis, people see that, they like to emulate that, and they want to be like that. And so consistency and commitment are the keys, and I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Some of the business owners, they don't want to spend money on advertisement and be consistent in your social media posting. And I want everybody to know, too, and they probably already know, you got to pay for social media. Facebook and TikTok and Instagram, they're not pushing your postings. As a matter of fact, they slow it down. They did that with me, you know, with the Healing Mind and the Business Champion magazine and everything. Yeah. And I said, nobody is commenting on it. I figured it out. That's the problem. They want your money. So you think it's for free that you're getting out there and you want to build a business on something like that? Absolutely not. You know?
No, so not at all. You're right.
We got to pay attention to details. And this is very, very important. You don't get anything for free.
Agreed. And Mariette, another key item here is professionalism. At all times with a business, no matter what business you have, conduct yourself professionally at all times. And that goes, and you know, for something as simple as signs on windows or advertisements or postings, how often do we see misspellings or grammatically incorrect sentences? We see this by professional establishments all the time. And I find that a turnoff for me, a complete turnoff. If you're going to be a professional business or run a professional business, it better be handled the right way. Everything better be first class, top notch, put the consumer first, and double check everything, no matter what it is, whether it's the service, whether it's the relationship with the consumer, whether it's your commercials, your advertisements, even the window signs. It has to be first class, and it has to. I tell the students, don't hand anything in unless it is perfect, because it represents you and it says who you are.
Absolutely. And, you know, with the spell check we have today and everything.
Right.
And I'm guilty of some of it, and from time to time, you know, I really try to do the really to do what I need to do, but it does happen to me from time to time too. So I said, "What were you thinking, Marietta?" And you know what? I do want to bring in. We have about 4 minutes left. Take the initiative when you send out resumes to companies. You take the initiative, and you call them up till you get an answer, yes or no. And that's not being forceful. That's being assertive. Assertive is not being forceful. You owe yourself to know, is this a yes or a no, and not have this hanging over you and wonder.
Marianne,
and
then you're right about that. And it shows, A, that you're interested in wanting this position very much, and B, that you have a desire for this, okay? This is what I want. You wouldn't call back or you wouldn't say, look, have you reached a decision yet, unless you really wanted this. And it shows that you want this. And it is not being overly aggressive and overly assertive. It's illustrating that this is exactly what you desire. And this is what I want. And I'm calling you to let you know that.
Yeah. And you know what? Some of the companies don't like that when you are assertive. I had a situation where I called a company. And do you know they got back to me after a week and a half? I was in the midst of eating, having lunch at my daughter's house. And they're calling me back after a week and a half. I said, can we talk tomorrow? So they did. And they never apologized, even with the second call. When somebody does get back who handles that particular category, I said, please don't make it a week and a half. And, you know, nothing was said. And those are people that are in the hiring position, in managerial positions. That ticks me
off.
Awful.
No, awful. That's
really
awful is
awful.
Right.
So
yeah.
We'll go for another break.
Never could explain just what was happening to me. Just one touch of you and I.
A word from KmarEducation.org. Membership with a purpose. Join curious minds and discover the perks of living your passion, socializing, and connecting with an incredible community. No more loneliness, just a life filled with growth and shared experiences. Unlock the benefits of curious minds membership at KmarEducation.org. Say yes to a life where living your passion is celebrated. Loneliness is left behind and connections are meaningful. Stay tuned for upcoming events. Your journey to a thriving community starts now.
I think people got it. At some point when the community, when we launch the community, people will understand what they're getting, and only like-minded people will join anyway. So that's one thing. People understand that they need to take initiative and not let things hang over their heads. I just couldn't do all the projects if I didn't have a beginning and an ending, and that as soon as possible. Yeah, Paul, you do an enormous amount of different projects every single day. If we didn't have a beginning and an end, where would that lead to? Confusion. Is Paul still with us?
Yes, I'm right here. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Between you and me, you know I'm undertaking another huge endeavor tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
And we are never too old to live the life we want and do what makes us happy. And you are a prime example of that. And for that, I admire you and I respect you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. It's too bad. I would give you a hug now, but you're not in the studio. I think you did that purposely. But congratulations to your big undertaking.
Thank you.
Upcoming undertaking. And I almost brought... I was going to make cookies and bring them in for you and Rich today. As I learned yesterday, you know, that there was a change, well, I never made the cookies, you know. So, but anyway, you and your family will get the cookies, the brownies. It was going to be brownies. So same
well,
with
thank
Rich.
You.
Yes.
thank,
thank
you
for making it possible to be with us today. Thank you, Rich, for being here. And everybody have a great week and a successful week. And yes, everybody is a winner, just what the song from 1974 said. Goodbye, everybody. Talk to you next week.